May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm loving this tussle between the red hymn books and the blue hymn books. It's as if there might be an important game this afternoon between a team in red and a team in blue. It's all very exciting. But actually, there's a bit in what I'll share with you in this sermon, which is about when you're having a bad day. And I was at a football game yesterday in Gloucestershire, watching my team, Bristol Rovers, beat Cheltenham 4-1. And one of the supporters in Cheltenham brought a big bass drum with them and was banging this drum during the game. They went a bit quiet during the second half. And they left early. And so this poor person had to walk out of the stadium carrying this drum very visibly to the jeers and chants of all the Bristol Rovers supporters. And I thought, what a bad day. What a bad day. But we all have bad days. And I was reminded of this yesterday because yesterday was also the feast day of Saint Teresa of Avila. And there's a wonderful account of a day when she was making her way to the convent during a fierce rainstorm. And she slipped down an embankment and fell squarely into the mud. And this wonderful, irrepressible nun looked up to heaven and said to God, "If this is how you treat your friends, then it's no wonder you have so few." I mean, let's be honest. There are days when it can feel as though everyone and everything is against us. Maybe in our imaginations, we think even God is against us. There are certainly moments when living faithfully as a Christian can be tough. And that's why God gives us each other, so we can support one another and help one another to keep on keeping on. And that gospel reading that you've heard is all about keeping on keeping on. It's about not losing heart. It's about praying and keeping on and carrying on praying. Jesus, in other words, is saying to his friends, his disciples, don't give up. Hang on in there. You've got this. In our gospel reading, things were about to get really tough for Jesus and his followers. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. The events of Palm Sunday and Holy Week begin in the very next chapter of Luke's Gospel. Life was about to get difficult. And so Jesus says, keep on keeping on. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. And he tells them a story. Once upon a time, he says, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. Now, this story is set in the Middle East. And when they talk about things like fear and respect, they're talking about a culture in which everything is governed by a code of honor and shame. This judge had no shame. In those days, you often had judges who would take bribes and deal unfairly. This judge didn't care about God nor about justice. All he cared for was himself. Now, the judge in question would be sat half buried in cushions on a platform in the center of a large hall. Round him would have squatted various secretaries and other notables. Then everyone else would cram into the hall. Now, this would have been an all-male environment, no women would go into the courts. And as with many all-male or predominantly male gatherings, this would have been a very noisy place. About a dozen men, at least, would be shouting, trying to attract the judge's attention. And into this environment comes a woman, a widow. And the fact that she is there and not a male relative like a brother or a son or a cousin means that this woman is alone in all the world. It's just her. No husband, no source of income, nobody on her side. A poor, grieving widow. There she is, probably a bit shorter than the men who surrounded her. Her height or lack of it would mean that she couldn't see the judge or attract his attention. And then as she got nearer the platform, she would have seen that the people getting the judge's attention were not those who could shout the loudest, but another group who were passing bribes, euphemistically called fees, and whispering to the secretaries. She would have looked at these two groups and wondered what chance at all she had of being heard. All she could do was call out. Time and time again, she'd interrupt the proceedings with calls for justice. Each time the men would call for her to be quiet, but she'd persist. She'd keep on keeping on. Day after day after day, she kept it up until one day the judge gave in and heard her case. She kept on keeping on. She didn't lose heart. She didn't give up. And that is how we should be. Like the judge in the story who neither feared God nor had respect for people, that is how this world can feel all too often. Godless and unfair. Like the judge, the world comes across as unfair, unjust, devoid of compassion. And when we're in the midst of difficulty, it can often feel as though whoever is running things up there has it in for us as well. Or that things have just somehow conspired against us. And just think what the disciples must have felt on that gruesome Good Friday when their friend, their leader, the one in whom they'd placed all their hope, hung lifeless on a cross. Surely then it must have felt as if this world was a godless and unfair place. And yet, God says, keep on keeping on. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Because the judge, the God to whom we pray, is not like the judge. Remote, unfair, blind to your need. God, the God who loves you, knows what challenges you face. He knows what worries you, what maybe eats away at you. He knows what you're going through, and he hears your call for help. He hears your heartfelt prayers. Now, I would be the first to admit that not every prayer is answered in the way that we might like. Still, in our broken and messed up world, bad stuff still happens to good people. But our prayers, our honest prayers, unfiltered, unceasing, genuinely change the world. And as a result of our prayers, new outcomes become possible. New solutions come into view. I hope you believe that. I hope you believe that. That your prayers, unfiltered, unceasing, genuinely change the world. The widow in the story that Jesus told knew what she wanted the judge to do. She wouldn't have beaten around the bush or hedged her bets or shied away from being too prescriptive. Hers was not the tepid, tentative request of the lily-livered Anglican, "O Lord, remember your humble servant," as if God is some aged old duffer who absent-mindedly misplaces or forgets his followers. No, she would have left the judge in no doubt as to what the answer to her pleading might look like. She was confident. Hers was a confident, fist-waving request. And that confidence comes from the belief that the one to whom we make our request has the power to act. You see, it's not for us to censor our prayers. Such is our trusting God that we know he can cope with our feelings, however raw and unprocessed and unfiltered they are. Just let him have it. Share your heart with him. He knows it anyway. Tell him how you feel. And be confident. Believe, have faith that God has the power to act, that your prayers, unfiltered, unceasing, will genuinely change the world. I remember once my wife asked a friend of mine if he believed in God. At the time, my friend was training for ministry in the Church of England and was somewhat unaccustomed to being asked such a direct question about his personal beliefs. But it made him think, because what my wife was asking him was not, are you intellectually satisfied that there exists some kind of a deity? No, what she was asking was, does it make a difference? Do you believe that God can make a difference to the situation in which you find yourself? So to all of you, and especially those of you being confirmed, know this. Choosing to follow Jesus is the best decision you can ever make. But there will be tough times. Times that will grind you down. Times that will bring you to your knees. Times that you will feel like St. Teresa of Avila, up to your neck in mud. Or like that poor drummer from Cheltenham Town, feeling that everything had not gone his way. When you're up against it, and the world seems a godless and unfair place, pray. Do not lose heart. Do not give up. Stay faithful, knowing that the one to whom we pray is ever faithful, ever sure. You know, Teresa of Avila once, on one of her more positive days, said this: let nothing disturb you. Nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God never changes. Patient endurance attains all things. Whoever possesses God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. Patient endurance attains all things. Keep on keeping on. Whoever possesses God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. Amen.